May 23, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Disputable Matters. Opening Prayer. Lord Jesus, I pray that the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, will grow richly in my life. Read Romans chapter 14, verses 1 through 9. The weak and the strong. Accept the one whose faith is weak, without quarreling over disputable matters. One person's faith allows them to eat anything, but another, whose faith is weak, eats only vegetables. The one who eats everything must not treat with contempt the one who does not, and the one who does not eat everything must not judge the one who does, for God has accepted them. Who are you to judge someone else's servant? To their own master, servants stand or fall, and they will stand, for the Lord is able to make them stand. One person considers one day more sacred than another. Another considers every day alike. Each of them should be fully convinced in their own mind. Whoever regards one day as special does so to the Lord. Whoever eats meat does so to the Lord, for they give thanks to God. And whoever abstains does so to the Lord and gives thanks to God. For none of us lives for ourselves alone, and none of us dies for ourselves alone. If we live, we live for the Lord, and if we die, we die for the Lord. So, whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. For this very reason, Christ died and returned to life so that he might be the Lord of both the dead and the living.
Reflect. Which church or social issues most concern you? Is it okay to play sports on Sunday? Do you buy groceries on Sunday? Do you only drink fair trade coffee? Do you drink alcohol? What about recycling? Do you do everything you can to prevent carbon emissions? Do you avoid red meat? Do you think there should be censorship on social media sites? Oh, and did I mention music or take some more serious issues? Should a church welcome gay couples into membership? Is it all right for women to preach? To serve on the diaconate? Is abortion always wrong? Christians are divided over these matters. Some hold very strong opinions. Maybe you do. There are people on both sides who believe their positions are scriptural and indisputable. But these are not just intellectual disagreements. They are very emotional, especially once we start arguing about them. This chapter has a lot to say to us. To Paul, our views on issues like these are a matter of faith. He had been present at the Council of Jerusalem and had listened to the heated discussion about whether Gentile Christians needed to be circumcised. He had listened to Peter explaining what had happened when God sent him to Cornelius, having first told him to eat food that was unclean. True Christian living is not a matter of adhering to any code of rules, but of reflecting the love of Jesus Christ. We need to spend time with him in prayer, learning to think the way he thinks. That will mean experiencing his love ourselves and getting rid of ingrained attitudes. Some of these convictions are baked into our sense of identity and are not easy to change. Be encouraged. Our Lord is in the business of transformation. Apply. Might there be issues over which God is calling you to exhibit more of the fruit of the Spirit? Closing prayer. Lord, I submit my emotions to you and ask that you control my tongue when I am part of a discussion about things that are controversial